Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of the air, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for our lives. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging that walk of faith, encouraging the process, and encouraged in how God will take your everyday life to stretch you to know him, to draw you closer to him, and to know his principles, but also to see him in a way that you have not seen him before. The manifestation of his divine will and character attributes just demonstrated to you and shown to you in a light that even as you go through life and problems and situation, as we apply the word of God, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we see him, we know him, we experience him in a way that is revealed in the place of process. The there place that we are speaking of is that Abraham walked, that place that says that because of my faith, like Abraham, I now am called a child of God and receive all the promises of God, which Galatians 3 speaks of. So our there walk, our Abraham place, is a continual place until Christ cracks the sky, where he's making, shaping us. That he's causing us to be as he is, that he is allowing us to be molded even the more in word, action, thought, and deed, and character to be like him. We've been in the book of Proverbs, going back to that book, getting wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for how to solve, handle issues that come up in life, how to deal with relationships, how to give a correct answer regardless of what's going on. Because it's the wisdom of God that was given to Solomon. So we got now see that God wants us to have that same wisdom. Proverbs, the first chapter, tells us that so that we can be skilled, that we would know how to act and respond in every circumstance and situation. So we're going back, and yesterday we started talking about the bones, and we gave many examples about what the scripture says about the bones, and we're going back to that again. Proverbs 14 and 30 says this. It says that a sound heart is life of the flesh, but envy rottens the bones. That's Proverbs 14 and 30. And when we look at that, we understand that a sound mind makes you robust and it gives a way to emotional. It doesn't give way to emotional corrosion. And we spoke yesterday and we talked about the things that come to try to stop us, and that the bones is a type of soundness, steadiness, security, ability, stability that we have. And it's a metaphor to what God wants us to have in our life consistently in every area, not just one area. He doesn't want us to be strong in the spirit when it comes to our relationships. We have bad relationships and don't know how to relate to people and don't know how to act on, treat, or allow wrong behavior, codependent behaviors to stifle us in not becoming what God says, mentally having a mindset that is hopeful in all things to God, that you know how to speak and think positively, that you're not allowing the enemy's lies and his words and circumstances of life to bring you to a place of depression, of oppression, that you're having that mindset that says, because I have hope in God, I don't live like everyone else. I live like the believers live, believing and knowing that all things will work together for our good. Also, that same stability financially, in marriages with our children, on the job, in the community, in business, in ministry, whatever place God wants there to be, a steadiness, a soundness, a solidness that's in us, that we don't allow things to come in and corrupt us or eat us so that we're unwhole. Because when you're under tremendous amount of stress and you're under tremendous amount of dissatisfaction and unhappiness in every area of your life, it's hard for you to see God moving and God demonstrating. So the Lord has given us wisdom on how to allow his perfect will through wisdom, through understanding and knowledge, applying that application to bear fruit will result in us being in a place of stability in our lives. Proverbs, the 15th chapter and the 30th verse, 15th chapter and 30th verse is another scripture that we want to look at. And when we're looking at these scriptures, we need to apply them to ourselves in areas that we know that we know we live there. We know that we're having problems, and that is an area that we know that we need to strengthen. So Proverbs 15 and 30 said, the light of the eye rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones fat. And what this is telling us that this puts a twinkle, there's a twinkle that happens in our eye when our heart is joyful, when our heart is glad. And if you're having more moments where you don't, you're not experiencing the joy and the gladness, because the Bible lets us know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That means that we pull strength from God as we joy in his will and his word and what he desires for us, as we see life as he wants us to see it and enjoying it in that aspect. That doesn't mean that everything in our life is going to be perfect. Doesn't mean everything in our life is always going to work the way we want. But in spite of it all, we know how to get joy, grab joy, pull on joy from God that causes our heart to be glad, because we are not walking around hopeless. We're not walking around as if we don't have an answer. We're not walking around as if we don't have a God who knows the beginning and the end and who's already spoken concerning our lives, because he knows us in-depthly. He knows us. He knows everything about us more than we know about ourselves. And that God is working and has worked things out for our good. He's constantly thinking about us, his thoughts towards us. That expected place is always going to be what the Lord says. And so we don't walk around acting and living as if we don't have hope, as if we don't have an answer. But because of that, we are able to joy, even in hard times, even in difficult places, knowing that it was coming out, it's working for our good, it's working in our favor, that God is going to do something miraculous. And this makes the when we have joy like this, that good news makes us feel fulfilled. It makes us fit. It makes us enjoy the life that God has given us in a greater capacity. Even through the problems, we already know we're coming out. We're coming out better. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. We're coming out better because we're going in with God. We're staying with God. We're letting God teach us, make us, and shape us. So we're going to end up better because we trust God and we believe his report. Proverbs 17 and 22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. That's Proverbs 17 and 22. And this basically telling us that a cheerful disposition, a good heart, a healthy heart, is going to be that which we need in life. You have to be able to laugh, even at yourself, sometimes. You have to be able to have that merry heart, that medicine. You've got to be able to laugh. That's that killing enzymes that the body produces, that's medicine to us. It releases stress. It releases all the things that the enemy and life and circumstance and the culture will try to throw on us. It causes us to go to a place where we just rest in God and rest in his word and rest in with the assurance of knowing that he's with us and he won't leave us and he won't forsake us. And anything that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're not going to fear because he's there. He's with us. We're not on our own. We're not trying to do this ourselves. We have a Holy Spirit. We have Jesus and we have the Father who's with us and us, working for us and already giving us the place of our expectancy. The book of Revelation tells us that it's already worked out for our good, that this thing is going to turn out in our favor anyway. So we have to live our life with that hope. We have to live our life in that expectancy. We have to live our lives in that faith, knowing that it's going to work out for our good. And we need to laugh and enjoy this life and not allow stress and problems and situations to make us sick, because we're carrying something that God says, roll and cast on me and take joy in the fact that you know me. Let my joy, my strength be the medicine in your life. Let my hope be that medicine in your life that gives you healing in ways that medicine and the natural cannot. But it causes your body to now respond in a way that I am pleased, so that you're renewing yourself inwardly. You're renewing things on the inside parts. And that's what we want. We want God to do that. We're calling for a cheerful disposition that's going to be good for our health, and so that gloom and doom will have to leave us. It's not going to weigh us down and make us tired, but we're going to be in that place where we're rejoicing in God. And that doesn't mean going around looking like a robot, but it means that I found pleasure. I find joy in my journey. I find pleasure and joy in my walk. I allow God to be God in my walk. I allow him to to be the Lord that will do what he says. And you have to understand, you can't allow things to come and make you be discouraged in your walk of faith. We understand that. Proverbs 3:7 lets us know, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and shun evil. And this will bring health to your bones and nourishment to your body. This is what we want. We want that. We want that. We want Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. We want that. We want Proverbs 15:30, the light in the eye of the eye rejoices the heart, and good report makes the bones fat. That's what we want. We want to keep and stay in that place where we are constantly renewing ourselves in the joy of the Lord and receiving every benefit. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Be blessed in the Lord. Have a great worship experience, and we'll see you next week.